Hey, good evening, everybody. I hope y'all are doing well. Hope y'all are having a good evening tonight. Excuse me. Thanks for joining us. Excuse me. Thanks for joining us tonight for another episode of Reflection. Not gonna be a long night tonight. Not gonna be a long episode. I know I haven't been on in a little bit. Unfortunately, that's been partly because of got some health issues going on, trying to get that stuff straight, and had a lot going on in my schedule as well. But we're back. We're here tonight. I don't know if y'all can see the shirt. I know you'd be like, oh, it's a 40 and a 9 millimeter. Yep, 49ers. I'm still repping my team. Had a good friend of mine get me this shirt, and I love it. I think it's pretty creative, honestly. Again, appreciate y'all tuning in out there. Got a quick little episode tonight. Want to thank y'all for joining, whether you're joining from Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, wherever you're at. Appreciate it. Got a couple hiccups with the software, unfortunately. I don't know why. It's not picking up the green screen like it's supposed to, so I apologize for that. But again, I'm glad you're here with us. A lot going on, a lot of things happening, and been, kind of deep in thought in a lot of things. I know everybody's got stuff going on in their lives, and it seems like, as of late, people are being challenged to look more at themselves in general. I don't know about anybody else, but I know I am. And it's definitely been a challenge for me. Hopefully tonight's episode will speak to somebody. I know as I was preparing for it, it definitely spoke to me. but like I've always said, when it comes to reflections, when it comes to the podcast, I don't do a 15-minute format, 30-minute format, hour format. Like, listen, we cover the topic, and then we chuck deuces. It's a wrap after that. I don't try to prolong anything. I don't try to stretch anything. I'm not trying to convince, coerce. I'm just sharing my heart. I'm sharing things that I think are pertinent. And, hopefully somebody, it speaks to somebody, and somebody catches on. But again, I apologize for the lack of presence, I guess I could say. Now, I definitely want to say huge shout out to the Women National Football League that's getting ready to hit day one for the season is April 1st. And of course, you guys know we here at Reflections are repping the Florida Avengers down there in Jacksonville. So wishing them all the luck they got coming up. So if you haven't already, check out their Facebook page, their Instagram page. There's a new platform that you can catch the games if you don't live in the area or can't make the away games. They are getting ready to start their season April 1st, so big shout out to them. But tonight, I want to take just a minute, and I want to talk about a lesson from a flea, right? If y'all saw the title, a lesson from a flea. And I'm sure most of us are familiar with fleas, and when we hear about a flea, we don't really think anything positive, right? They're on our animals, they're in the house, they're biting, they're itching. All these kinds of things, they seem real problematic, right? But there's actually some solid lessons that we can learn from a flea. And so, trying to get to that place to where we can understand that. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about tonight. If you're in here again, thanks for joining. Appreciate your time. Like, share, invite somebody in, drop a note, let us know you can hear and see everything okay, or just say hello and let us know you're here. I like to interact as much as I can with everyone. But again, appreciate you guys tuning in. And, we'll go ahead and get started. So a lesson from a flea, right? So we got this little bug, most of the time it's an irritant, right? Like when we think about a flea, like I said, we don't think anything positive. We really think about this nuisance, this frustration, this thing we've got to get rid of, we got to kill, we've got to, just remove from our lives. And, I'm not disagreeing with that. But again, there is a lesson that we can learn. I don't know if you're familiar with a flea, but a flea can essentially jump 17 times its own height, right? Something to that effect. It's for its size, it's exponential. like, as a person, well, first of all, I'm too fat to do any kind of jumping. So if I get more than three inches off the ground, then, you know, that's saying something. But, you know, could you imagine a person jumping 17 times their own height, 15 times their own height, 10 times their own, 3 times their own height? Like, that can be insane. You're talking like somebody that's 6 foot, right? That's 18 feet into the air. And but a flea has that ability. A flea has that ability to jump at, you know, an exponential, you know, rate, so to speak, to its own body mass. And that's pretty impressive. But if you take a flea, and you take that flea, and you put the flea inside a jar, put a lid on the jar, the flea will instinctively start to jump. The flea will begin to jump, trying to get out of the jar, right? And every time it jumps, it's going to hit the lid. Every time it jumps, it's going to hit the lid. Hit the lid, hit the lid. But it's going to keep jumping. It's going to keep jumping. It's going to keep trying to make that effort. And again, it continues to hit the lid, continues to hit the lid, continues to hit the lid. And if you leave that flea in there for, you know, a few days, a week, you know, at that point, you end up, the flea adjusts, right? The flea begins to adjust to its environment. And the flea will no longer jump to its full potential, but it will jump just enough so it doesn't hit the lid, right? And if you leave the flea in there for a few more days, another week, and you are, you know, the flea is still jumping, just missing the lid. It adjusted to its environment, just missing the lid, just missing the lid. And you leave it in there for approximately another week. So now the flea's been in the jar for about 2 weeks. The first week it was jumping to its full potential. And then after that first week, it made the adjustment. And the second week, it maintained that adjustment. Now let's take the lid off the jar. And if you, and this study's actually been done. And if you take the lid off the jar, the flea will still only jump to where the jar was, the lid was. It won't jump out of the jar. It won't jump to its full potential. Why? Because it's adjusted to its environment. It's adjusted to its circumstance. It's adjusted to its situation. And so it maintains a limitation that it set on itself based on the environment that it was in. All right, Dr. Harvey, so what is the lesson from the flea? Well, very simply, the lesson from the flea is not to adjust to our environment. See, we oftentimes are like the flea. We oftentimes try things to our full potential. We step out on faith. We trust God with those big things that don't make any sense to us, right? When God speaks to us, we do these things that are, you know, and those of you that don't know me, you know, I'm very, very grounded in my faith. It's very important to me. You know, and so I do reference a lot of scripture, a lot of the Bible. And, you know, I not hating on anyone else's belief or thought process, but that's just me. So just, you know, I want to make sure that those of you that are new, that you understand that, you know, when listening to me. But we come to a place in our lives where we're the flea, right? Every time we jump, we're jumping to our full potential. Every time we feel led to do something, we're doing it with full energy, with our full potential. We're putting our all into it, right? But then we end up in a circumstance or a situation where the people around us are like, well, I don't know about that. Well, no, maybe you shouldn't do that. You should do this first. Maybe you should do that first. I remember when I was getting ready to, you know, right out of high school, getting ready to go to Bible college. And people were like, well, you might want to go to school for something else first because you can't make money in ministry. Well, the first thing, if you're going into ministry to make money, you need to check yourself for real, because that's not the purpose of ministry. It's not. If your goal to go into ministry is so you can have this huge congregation, this big paycheck, this big church, all this other thing, but the only thing you're ever affecting is inside your congregation, then you're not really affecting anything, to be perfectly honest. It's got to progress and go outside. So first of all, that was never my goal in ministry, but I had those people, and it was practical. It wasn't like it was bad financial advice. Like, it was good financial advice, right? They're trying to look out for my financial well-being in the future, and I get that. I understand that. But I had to be like the flea. I had to jump, right? I had to put everything into it. Just jump, 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 all this type of thing. So, but we oftentimes, because of life, right? It's not really anybody's fault, but just life starts to get to us. People are speaking to us, whether it's good advice or whether it's just negativity. It begins to seep in sometimes. We begin to start thinking about it. Man, you know what? Maybe I should take a step back. Maybe I should slow down. Maybe I should wait for that. Maybe I need to put it on the back burner. They're right. I'm too old to go back to school. Listen, I'm in trying to finish my second doctorate at this point. You know, I've got, you know, this year I'm trying to push through and trying to make it happen. I'm 42 years old, man. It's like, really? I'm going back to school? But it's a positive thing, right? But I can allow myself to get stuck, right? We can become the flea. So now we're jumping to our full potential, jumping to our full potential. Every time we feel led and called to do something, we're making all these moves to make these things happen. And then all of a sudden we end up in the jar of life. We end up stuck in the jar of life. And, you know, circumstances, situations, jobs, you know, you get stuck in a rut sometimes with your job, and your career doesn't seem to be really advancing. Your employer, I love them. Oh, we're a big family. Are we? Are we really? You know, at the end of the day, like, and some places are, don't get me wrong, but other places they reward your hard work with somebody else's work and a pizza party. But, you know, it's a routine that we get stuck in, right? It's not even, we can't even honestly, if we're really going to be honest with ourselves, we can't put all that blame on our employer, on our friend group, on our associates that we encounter, on the opportunities that we choose to turn down, because those are decisions that we're making. We're making a decision to stay there in the jar, right? And so these circumstances in life become the jar and become the lid. And so now we are in a safe space, what we think is a safe space. It's comfortable. Well, no, Dr. Harvey, it's not comfortable. I'm miserable. I don't enjoy it. It's a toxic situation, but it's a situation you know. And oftentimes, whether we like to admit it or not, we're more comfortable with the circumstances and the situations that we know, the demons that we know, than the opportunities that we don't. Because at least I know what I'm going to get out of this circumstance. At least I know what I'm going to have to deal with on this job. At least I know what I'm going to have to deal with around this people group, around this community. At least I... And so we get ourselves in a circumstance, in a situation to where we begin to accept our environment. We begin to place these limitations on ourselves. I'm always going to be in this dead-end job. I'm always going to be stuck in this. This community is never going to change. And honestly, the community I currently live in, sometimes it's hard not to think that. It's hard not to think that this environment, this area isn't going to change, whether it be financially, socially, you know, the way that we accept people. I sit back and have to deal with, you know, and I address it, you know, Christian nationalism, which isn't scriptural, isn't biblical, and we've created this environment that has become toxic, not just to those that are outside the church, but even to those inside the church. But we, again, place our own limitations on what it is that we're going through and what it is that we're doing, and we pass up opportunities because we've told ourselves, I'm too old, you know, I don't have enough education, I don't have the time, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, I don't have the resources. I'm not going to have the support group and my friends. Listen, at the end of the day, the flea is jumping on its own. Its friends aren't jumping for it. Its friends aren't cheering it on. But we make the decision arbitrarily to place limitations on ourselves that don't need to be there. And we do it because we're tired of hitting our head on the lid of the jar. Does that make sense? Are y'all following what I'm saying, or am I just kind of talking to myself? Because I really... You know, I've had to take a step back myself and kind of evaluate, okay, what am I doing? What's my legacy? What am I leaving behind? What is it that I want to accomplish in my life, right? What is it that I want for, you know, when my son looks at my life, what is it that he sees? What are the accomplishments? What is it? And it's not about the material things. It's not about the money. It's not about the titles. It's not about the beating my chest because I accomplished X, Y, Z, but what it's about is, did I, did I do what I wanted to do? Did I live my life to the fullest? Did I go after those things that I wanted to accomplish? You know what? I might not succeed at all the things that I attempt. That's reality. That's okay, because I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to build from it. I'm going to grow from it. And, you know, do I just go in one direction and not have like a backup plan or another avenue approach, a detour in my life? No, you know what? I do. I have alternate routes, you know, just like if I was on the highway and now all of a sudden I have to take a detour. Okay, well, I got to take a detour. It might take me longer. It might not be as comfortable. Might lose cell service for a little while. It might be kind of on my own. But as long as I follow those detour signs, I'm going to arrive to the destination. See, we have to understand that when we place limitations on ourselves, we're placing limitations on the calling that God's given to us. And that's not Him placing limitations on it. That's not, you know, that's not God. That's not the enemy. That's not circumstances placing limitations on what it is that your destiny is, what it is that your purpose is, but it's your own mentality. It's your own fear. It's your own anxiety, your own hesitation, your own thought process that has begun to weigh you down. And, you know, sometimes we have to realize that when we're going after something, that we may not always see everything come into fruition, especially when you start talking about changing a community or making a difference in somebody else's life. You know, scripture talks about some plant, some water, some reap, right? You may not do all three. You might not be there for the whole process. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's okay. You know, you can't put all of that on you. And you know, it's unfortunate sometimes, because we do want to, just inherently, we want to be successful. We want to do a good job. We want to make an impact. We want to make a difference, like all these different things that we really want to make happen. But if we're not jumping to our maximum potential every time we jump, then we're going to miss those opportunities. If we've become like the flea and we've stopped jumping to our max potential because we were tired of hitting our head on the lid of the jar, then when the lid is no longer there, when we're able to get past the limitations, we're still not going to leap at our full potential, because we've conditioned ourselves that we're only going to be able to do so much. We're only going to be able to go so far. We're only going to be able to make so much money. We're only going to be able to get into this venue or that venue, or I'm only going to get so much support. I remember telling somebody just the other night, they're a content creator, and they were saying some of their platforms are struggling a little bit, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I said, well, you know, one of the things that I've learned is just keep making your content. If that's what you feel you're supposed to be doing, if that's what you feel your purpose is, then just continue to make your content. The right people are going to see it. The right people are going to come across it. Well, my friends and family, they won't even tune in. They won't even check it out. They won't like the post. They won't share the post. I get it. It's frustrating. You really want to think that the people that keep telling you they're in your corner are in your corner. And sometimes they're not, and that's okay. You know, it is what it is. You just move on. Eventually, you're going to gravitate. The people that are meant for your purpose are going to gravitate to your purpose, to your content, you know, in this example. So you have to be like the flea, and you have to continue to make your content. You have to continue to jump at your max potential. You can't limit yourself. Oh, well, you know what? Nobody's watching me on this platform, so I'm just going to keep going there. That's right. Just like training. You got to keep at it. So my son, for those of you that don't know, I'm going to kind of throw him out there a little bit. He's been doing a lot of training with Muay Thai and really getting into that. And he's come a long way. But there's a lot of things that he didn't get right away. Just like any of us, when we learn a new task or we're going to the gym and a new workout or whatever the case may be, you don't get it right away, but you got to keep putting in the work, because eventually it's going to click. Eventually you're going to see the result. But you have to continue to jump at that max potential. I can't go to the gym and just put in 50% effort and and expect that I'm going to get the results that I originally set as a goal. I got to put 100% in every single time. But if I get frustrated because I'm not hitting the PR that I want to hit, or I'm getting burnt out and hitting muscle failure too quick, I'm not going to be able to come to a place where I'm going to hit those goals because I'm not putting in my maximum effort. And same thing here with content creation, right? Back to that example. You've got to put in the effort. You know, reflections, when I first started, doing the podcast, I had a couple family members that tuned in, one or two friends once in a while. And for the first few, weeks that I would do the podcast, in the first couple months, it was real minimal type response. And then all of a sudden, it kind of almost exploded, right? I kept putting everything I had into it. I kept putting all the passion into it, and the heart I could put into it. And, reaching 20 some different countries as far as having, listeners and followers. And then, the Facebook page for the podcast got hacked, and it was like I had to start over from scratch. That was depressing, right? That kind of hit me in the gut. And it was like this limitation, like, man, it took me this long to build the little bit of audience that I was able to build and the impact. But then I started rereading through some of the emails that I get in reference to the podcast and how people had, how it administered to them or touched them or gave them a different perspective or how they appreciated the approach, et cetera, et cetera. And so that in itself let me know that, okay, what I'm doing, there's purpose behind what I'm doing. I'm not just making this up in my head, this is what I want to do. No, this is part of who I am and what it is I want to do, in a way that I'm able to reach and speak people and bring different topics to light that people don't want to talk about. The elephant in the room that people try to avoid. And it's been an awesome journey, but it's been a painful journey, because more than one occasion I keep hitting my head on that jar, right? But the lid of the jar, but eventually that lid's going to come off the jar. Eventually the lid is going to come off the jar. And if I'm not jumping to my full potential, I'm still going to be stuck. You have to recognize when it's time to get out of your jar. Hello, somebody. You have to recognize, I'll say it again, you have to recognize when it's time to get out of your jar. And that involves the community. Maybe it's time to move to a different city, or maybe it's time to find a different job. Maybe it's time to find a different, church or ministry. Maybe it's time. And that's not a bad thing. It's okay. Like, you may only be called to an area for a certain amount of time, be called to a job for a certain amount of time. Like, it's okay. People, especially when you go from one church to another, a lot of people view that as some kind of negative thing, as if I'm supposed to be in the same church from birth to death. And that's just not the case. I may come to a place where I've outgrown that particular ministry, or I've been prepared enough by that ministry that it's time for me to go assist another ministry, or maybe even birth a ministry, depending on what you're called to. At the end of the day, your calling is yours alone. It wasn't a conference call. And so just like the flea jumping in the jar, nobody else is jumping for that flea. Nobody's grabbing and be like, get on my back, I'm gonna take you out. That flea has to make the determination to jump at its max potential, or it's going to stay stuck in the jar forever, because it made the adjustments to its environment and its circumstances. It allowed the circumstances of its situation to dictate how it responded and how it operated. And all too often, that's what we do in our lives. We do that same very thing. We operate in such a way and in such a manner that life has dictated how we operate. Life dictates, when I get up, when I go to sleep, when I eat, when I don't eat, going to work, going to that. Nobody's going to win my belt but me. That's right. Right. Exactly. And so we're in these circumstances and these situations where you've got to know that you're more than your circumstance. You have to know that you're more than your environment. You have to know that you're more than your problem. You have to know that regardless of who's in my corner, I'm the one in the ring. There can be thousands of people in my corner, but they're not the one throwing the punches and the kicks. They're not the ones catching catching the uppercut or getting caught with the cross. They're not the ones that's going through the fight. They're not the ones that are walking out your purpose. You're walking out your purpose. And so you have to make the determination, no matter how many times you've hit your head on the lid, that you continue to jump at your max potential. Because there's going to come a day whether it was put there by circumstances or put there by you, that lid is going to be gone. And you're going to have to make the determination, okay, do I make a move? Do I find another job? Do I, advance my career? Do I go back to school? Do I start a ministry? Do I, go visit this person, talk to that person? Do I approach them? Do I bring up this issue? Do I go to the council meeting and speak my mind about what's going on in the community? Like all these different things, right? You have to make the determination that you're going to be the one to jump. So the lesson from the flea ultimately is not to be the flea, right? Don't allow situations and circumstances to dictate your response, to dictate how you move. Move to your maximum potential every time you move. Every time you make a step, move to your maximum potential. Every time you leap, leap to your maximum potential. Every time you put your hands to the plow, make sure you're putting 100% of who you are into whatever it is that you're doing. Do what is going to ultimately satisfy your soul, right? Like, walk out your purpose. Until you're truly walking out your purpose with 100% of who you are, you're not truly going to be satisfied. It's going to be very difficult to even be content, honestly. Am I at my destination? Like, have I fulfilled my purpose? No, not yet. But I'm content because I'm making progression to the max level that I'm able to make progression. I'm putting 100% of myself into it. And you know what? The last few weeks, the last few months, that necessarily hasn't been the case every single time. And I've had to acknowledge that. I've had to admit that to myself. That's not easy. It's not easy when you have to have that self-reflection and really address certain things within yourself and say, you know what, I'm the problem, I'm the situation, it's time for me to leave, but I'm hanging on, it's time for me to go, but I'm comfortable with this job because I know what I'm getting myself into. I don't know if I'll be successful if I go to the next city or the next country or the next, the next employer or the next opportunity. And you're right, you might not, you don't know, but put 100% of yourself into it. And you'll be able to change your circumstance. You'll be able to change your surrounding, because oftentimes the limitations keeping you in the jar are created by yourself. Like it's a very real lid, but you operate as if that lid's always going to be there. And when the lid's removed, you miss the opportunity. So I want to encourage you, regardless of what it is that you're going through, regardless of what it is that you're struggling with, regardless of what has become your jar or that lid that seemingly is stopping you from jumping to your full potential, it's not always going to be there. So every single time you jump, jump to your max potential, and you'll be able to jump out of the jar. There'll come a time when you can jump out of the jar and you can truly make a difference. Listen, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Like I said, it wasn't going to be long tonight. I just wanted to share that. I really believe it's important. And it's a quick little lesson. And all of us sometimes got to take a look at our circumstance and situation and acknowledge the jar that we're in. And, we have to go to a place sometimes where we have to acknowledge that, you know what, hey, it hurts sometimes, right? You were not successful all the time, right? That flea jumping, kept hitting the lid. He wasn't being successful right away. And sometimes it's going to take some repetition, and it's going to take you continuing to push through in order to make it. But we can learn that lesson and not be like the flea. And we can jump to our max potential every single time we leap. So, hey, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really, really appreciate it. Apologize that I haven't really been on. Again, like I said, dealing with some stuff with my health or whatever, but we're really going to try to get more consistent and be weekly. Not sure if we're going to go back to Wednesday nights or Thursday nights, but I really want to make sure that we are consistent at least once a week, coming in, saying hey, sharing with you guys, letting you guys know what's up. But again, thank you all for tuning in so very much. Invite people to like the page, go follow and subscribe, YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. Really appreciate all the love and support. You guys, couldn't do it without you. But again, thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, y'all pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections.